Hello again, I'm still Yana here on the 28th of February and I've still got Simon with me and now we're doing day 18.
Woohoo!
Right, this one's called Which Door? Right, you walk into a room with several doors. Above each door is the place that the door leads to and you can go through any of the following doors. Which one do you choose? Narnia, Camelot, 221B Baker Street, I'll just show you, it's probably quicker. Monsters, Inc., Hogwarts, Neverland, Middle-Earth, or Westeros. Any idea? I'll let you have a think. Right, see, I was between Hogwarts, I thought that would probably be quite fun. But then I thought, but only if I get to have magic powers as well, because as a muggle at Hogwarts, I probably wouldn't live very long. Or, you know, I don't know what, you know, I'd be probably coming out vomiting frogs or something awful as well. So, so yeah, only if I get to have a magic power. But then I also thought 221B Baker Street would be really cool. I must admit, some of those other ones I haven't actually read the books. I've seen some of the films, but yeah, but Baker Street would be really cool to see Sherlock Holmes at work. You know, see how he does it. And then when he's off smoking a pipe, playing a bit of violin or whatever he does, when he's thinking, I'd go out and investigate sort of in, you know, what Victorian England was like. Because that'd be really cool. Because I've read a lot about it and I wrote about it. So it'd be really good to go and actually see what the real thing is like. Probably be a real culture shock to go and experience it. Because I don't think we can imagine the dirt and the poverty and the, you know, we're not used to all that anymore. So again, it's probably quite dangerous. So I should probably go and borrow that invisibility cloak from Hogwarts. But yeah, that would be cool. So yeah, I'm between those two, but I'd probably go with Baker Street if I had to really pick one. I could always stay inside and just wait what, you know, what Holmes comes up with. But yeah, that'd be cool. Right, have you chosen one in the meantime?
I don't even know what Westeros is.
That's another series of books, I forget what they're called now. Someone talked about them. Someone mentioned them.
Yes.
I haven't read those either.
Well, let me say, Camelot. It's pretty much off the list because I know a lot of people that used to work at Camelot. And it's apparently not a great place to work. It's just up the road from where I work.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know the company that runs the National Lottery?
Yes. Yeah, I got that, thank you.
So, yeah, they're very local to my place of work. And, there's a lot of people that work and switch between the two companies.
I see.
So, yeah.
So, what about the Camelot of King Arthur's Court, then?
It'd be a bit cold.
Why? Well, some people say it's where we've already been. What's it called? Tintagel. Isn't that one of the legends that it was that King Arthur's Court was there?
Yeah,
it was quite drafty, actually, come to think of it. Right, any others?
No, 221B Baker Street is the one that popped out for me.
Oh, excellent. You're coming with me, then. Oh, well, even better.
That's even more reason for me to go there.
Oh, because I'm going. Fair enough. Okay, well, okay, so that's our answer on that one,
although,
then.
Although, I do wonder...
What, yes?
If the great Sherlock Holmes is there...
Yes.
Probably won't be interested in me anymore.
Why?
Well, because you've got the great Sherlock Holmes there. So.
Yeah, and?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you fishing?
No.
Okay, right, next one.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks. Bye. Toodle-boo. Right, and I'm back. And I'm back. Yep. Oh, Simon's not heard the beeps again because my phone's on silent. I'm back because I forgot to mention something to do with Hogwarts. I meant to mention that that Henry made this comment. Now, the kids have been watching the Harry Potter films up to, I think, 5, I let them watch, because they got a bit too...
scary.
Scary and dark and political and too much talking, not a lot of action, so I'm not sure they're getting it. But Lord Voldemort is already back. We've seen him. He's I'm not going to spoil it for anyone. But Lord Voldemort was back, and then out of the blue, I think we were just talking about
Harry Potter and which film to watch, etc. And so anyway, but Henry just suddenly looked up and said, "Lord Voldemort has alopecia."
Yeah.
And it just absolutely cracked me up because I thought, well, I'm not sure. Yes, I can see why you think that. So, but the kids know everything about alopecia because they've had a former teacher of the school who's now a children's book author has been in the school to talk about her books and herself and she's talked to them about alopecia too, so they know all about it now. But yeah, I just thought that was just such a brilliant child thing to combine to. Lord Voldemort has alopecia. There you go. That's Henry. Anyway, so that's something that I wanted to mention when it comes to the Hogwarts door.
The Hogwarts what?
Door. This is the Boo with the Witch door.
Oh, yes.
I hope I've added this to the right one. Anyway, I'm really going now. Bye.